Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, sales of tractors and combines to farmers and ranchers hurt by tariffs on U.S. crops and meat are slowing, and industry officials say that's jeopardizing a promising recovery for agricultural machinery makers. While other machinery manufacturers have generated strong sales recently, thanks in part to a robust U.S. economy, agricultural equipment makers, including big ones like Deere & Company and Case New Holland, were slower to benefit, they say, from that strength because farmers' and ranchers' incomes have been hurt by 4 years of lower crop and livestock prices. Now, farm equipment sales began to climb earlier this year, raising hopes, if you will, that some farmers and ranchers were in fact replacing older machinery regardless of crop prices. But nowadays, dealers and executives are less optimistic. Deere last month said its worldwide farm equipment sales would rise just 3% this fiscal year, down from 15% growth in the year that ended in October. In fact, John Legman, Deere's Vice President for Agricultural Sales, says there's no doubt that trade concerns have had an impact on ag producer sentiment over the last several months. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.